Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on a message I began on Monday, Revelation Before Impartation. And to understand what that means, we're looking at the life of Elijah. And I shared on Monday a fairly lengthy passage found in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And this involved Elisha in his travels. He stopped in Shunem, and there was a wealthy woman and her husband, and she invited him to stay in the little room that, after she consulted with her husband, they built, where he could refresh himself coming back and forth in his journeys. And he so appreciated the kindness and hospitality that was offered, he eventually asked, "Is there something I can do for you?" Because it was a wonderful a gesture, an act of appreciation for his ministry and also meeting his physical needs of food and rest. And so when he offered, "You know, do you want me to speak to the king?" she said no. And then his servant Gehazi mentioned, well, she's childless, but her husband is old. So he speaks to her and says, "About this time next year, you'll have a son." And so a child is born, a miracle. And as he grows, when he's old enough to be in the harvest field with his father, he grows very ill, and the father sends the child home, and the mother holds him on her lap and until noon, and he dies. And what happens then? She carries him into the little room that she had built for the prophet, and she determines she is going herself to visit him. And so that's where we are in the narrative at this point. So this woman goes personally to find Elisha at Mount Carmel, and she flung herself desperately at the feet of Elisha, where she cried out to him. Elisha was both puzzled and concerned at her strange behavior. He recognized that she was in deep affliction and that God had not yet revealed the situation to him. Impulsively, he acted according to his natural reasoning and said to Gehazi, "Take my staff to the dead child and lay it upon him." Now, this action on Elisha's part resulted altogether from his purely natural desire to help. It was the first thought, undoubtedly, that came to his mind. The scripture says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." That's Proverbs 20 and 27. And this teaches us that our purely natural spirits are continually searching out the springs of all of our natural actions. Our minds, we have a conscious mind as well as a subconscious. Our physical beings are continually delving into all that pertains to our natural life and surroundings. God's made us that way. That's not a bad thing at all. There's a never-ending stream of consciousness, which is always interpreting and seeking to respond to all the impressions we receive. However, what does the scripture say? The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now, of course, we can, your first response or my first response would be to say, the natural man who's unsaved, the things, and that is certainly true, the things of the Spirit of God seem foolishness, because they don't have the ability. They've not accepted Jesus. They've not surrendered their lives to the Spirit of Truth so that they can understand. But also, that's true even for those who have received Jesus. Our natural inclinations, our first response, may or may not be what God wants us to do as far as responding in the Spirit. Of course, as I said, the natural man, I mean, we wouldn't do anything evil or wicked or negative, but it may not be what God would have us to do. Have you ever noticed that sometimes God asks sometimes a foolish thing? We would never think of that. And yet, God confounds the wisdom of the wise with his foolishness. He takes the unlearned, he takes the unskilled, the uneducated to show his glory. For example, look, he chose fishermen, right? And he's chosen us. What can we say to that? So this teaches us of the absolute necessity of the quickening of the Spirit of God upon the natural spirit of man in order for man to interpret and respond to impressions that are sent from the mind of God. That's true for us. We have to see what the will of God is, what the Spirit of God would be leading us to do in any situation. And also, going back to Elisha, his servant Gehazi, he was set only on the impulse of the natural man. And this, of course, his effort proved fruitless, because when the staff was laid upon the boy, nothing happened. There was neither voice nor hearing, is what he imparted to Elisha. Now, this Shunammite mother did not leave the side of Elisha. She recognized that though the servant and the staff might be separated from Elisha, she was going to stay where the prophet himself was, because there was power there, resident in the man, not in the staff. And so we know that today, no matter in what situation we find ourselves, we might be separated from our staff. We have our staffs, when you think about it. There's the staff of self-reliance, the staff of church doctrine or ecclesiastical platforms, and if we continue with the Lord Jesus Christ, we will have the power to overcome. Not that those things are bad, but there's a deeper truth that is illustrated in this miracle that God uses Elisha to perform. Would to God that today all of God's people recognize this truth. We have to hear what the Spirit is saying today, listening to the prophets, what God desires to do in our lives. And so this was a failure. Nothing happened. Let's see what Elisha did next. Elisha then received a revelation by the Spirit of God as to how this need was to be met. And this is the important thing. We love formulas. We love something that works. And the thing is, with the Spirit of God, he may do the same thing, but he never may do it in the same way twice. We can't put God in a box. We have to allow for fresh revelation, revelation that pertains to that particular situation. Just because God has moved in days past, say, regarding revival, oh, we love to do this. We study all the revivals of history. So if they did that, well, and not that there were not truths to be learned from those who had experience in God, who did experience revival, yet we can't say, okay, God, this is what you did there, and so if we do this, you're going to do this. It may not work that way. We have to allow for God to be God. We have to give him the room he needs to reveal himself sovereignly. And he's not a God of formulas. We can't box him in. He loves to do a new thing. Have you ever noticed that? He just delights to surprise us, to delight us, and to keep us dependent on him, keep us guessing. It's going to be his way and not the wonderful way. And don't you know, the disciples had it all figured out, that they had an idea of what God was going to do. Well, And unfortunately, they could be frustrated if it wasn't the way that they expected or the way they expected Jesus to perform in their midst, perform in terms of he was the Messiah, right? Of course, he was going to set Israel free from Roman occupation. Well, no, God didn't have that in mind at that particular time. So let's see what Elisha did. He received a revelation by the Spirit of God as to how he was to proceed and how important it is to hear directly from the Lord in the face of a need. That's true for us, beloved. Whatever needs you're facing today, God has an answer, and he doesn't want you running to and fro. He wants you to rest, to be at peace with him and in him, and God's heard your prayers. He's going to provide an answer, not in perhaps the way you expect or in the timing that you would like, but he is a God who loves, who is faithful, and will answer prayer. The Bible states this truth in these words: he changeth not. And our eyes must be open to see the salvation of the Lord. Our ears must be open to hear the words that he would speak to us. Only as this is true will the quickening spirit of life flow through us to meet the present needs of humanity as well as our own needs. And I want to emphasize this again, this truth that is more than a doctrine. It is, beloved, a revelation of life. I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow, but we're going to look at a moment in Elisha's life. It was actually at the scene of his deathbed in 2 Kings, the 13th chapter, verses 14 through 19. And we're going to see what happens. What does God do at this point? And I invite you to tune in at the same time tomorrow. And if you're not able to, there's always our website available. The broadcasts are available there. Oh, I want to thank you for joining me, and I invite you to share your prayer requests, whatever they may be. You may not have anyone to pray with. You may have been praying, and there's power in agreement. That's a spiritual principle from the Word of God. So I invite you to write. Know that I alone answer the mail, read the letters, and send whatever God would have to be a blessing to you. No one else answers the mail but myself. And so I thank you for joining me today. I do ask for your prayers as I continue also to pray for my partners, my radio family every day. I love you. And with that, I ask for God's blessings upon you and his richest blessings to forever be yours. That's my prayer. In his name, amen.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,